It's July. What's happening in the natural world? You're a Boulder Naturalist with Carol Cushman and Steve Jones.
We're in the beautiful green ponderosa pine woodlands of Walker Ranch, just below the Myers Gulch picnic area.
We're at 7,200 feet up here, so it's cooler than it is down in Boulder. In fact, I'm wearing a down jacket.
We've been coming here over the last month or so to celebrate the start of the breeding bird season. And this is an area of beautiful green meadows and mid-sized ponderosa pines. We hear a pewee off to the right, which is a little flycatcher singing. Pewee. We can see a dead tree up to the top. We call those snags. Many of them have woodpecker holes in them, which are also used by bluebirds and the nuthatches. There's a good variety of birds, and we thought we would just spend a half hour here reclining in the grass or sitting in the grass and just see what we hear and see what we see.
Oh, Steve, there's a bluebird down there that I think might be a female western.
Is it in
that? It's on that
big ponderosa
snag.
Yeah, that is the female western.
Oh, just a second. Let me look at it better here. Oh, it just flew. The females are a little duller than the males. They are a beautiful blue, but kind of a soft gray-blue. And its color sort of blends in with the beautiful blue penstemon that are all around us here.
Here's the western tanager singing up to our right.
Are they nesting here?
Yeah, they nest right here, to the right and the left. It's kind of a sing-songy song, like a robin, but not nearly as sweet. It's kind of like a robin with a sore throat. They're neotropical birds that migrate all the way up from Central America. Just about our most colorful bird, or one of them.
Yes, it's just gorgeous.
Yellow breasts, black wings, and the maraschino cherry tops of their heads.
We're sitting in some fringe sage, and I just rubbed a bunch in my hand, and it smells wonderful.
This is called skunk sage by some of the Lakota people.
I would say aromatic rather than skunky.
Maybe.
The ponderosa pines, they smell like vanilla or butterscotch.
Well, this ponderosa has a little bit of vanilla smell, but it's more spicy, I'd say. Mixed spice. Vanilla chai.
Oh, that's great chai. I'll go with that. Just saw my first bumblebee.
One of our native bumblebees. Our native bumblebees tend to have sort of an orangish bronze color on the tip of their abdomen.
Bumblebees are a lot bigger and they bumble more than honeybees do. They're stronger, so they can force their way into a lot of flowers that honeybees can't get in.
I believe they're your bluebirds again. Here's Carol, just went by. It's almost as if they're checking us out. They keep flying over here.
We've been sitting here very quietly for about 20 minutes, and now the birds are beginning to approach closer to us. The bluebird came to within about 20 feet of us.
It's astonishing. If you can just sit quietly for an hour or two in the woods, how close the wildlife come. I've had white-tailed deer come up to within 3 or 4 feet of me and had wild turkeys walk right up to me. The wildlife just aren't used to seeing people acting the way people were meant to act. You know, just sitting quietly in the woods, and they get curious. And this spot here, we find the longer we wait, the more we see.
I no longer say that I go hiking. I go strolling, and then I sit and I watch. And you can see so much more when you go slowly or when you stop and sit or lie down.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are friends and Boulder naturalists.